A seat remains vacant on Bethel City Council after half the council refused to vote to appoint an elder Yupik woman. Mary Nanowak was the only person who applied to fill the position after Naeem Shabani's resignation. She meets all the legal requirements. However, on Tuesday, only three of the six all-male council members voted for her appointment: Leif Albertson, Mitchell Forbes, and Mark Springer. The remaining council members left their votes blank: Thor Williams, Mayor Richard Robb, and Vice Mayor Fred Watson. Councilmember Springer called the results, quote, disappointing and shameful.
I don't think we're doing the public's work that way. Ms. Nanowak has made her feelings known on a number of issues, whether you like to hear them put that way or not. She's qualified as a council member.
Councilmember Albertson accused the body of not following its process and of, quote, moving the goalpost by extending the application period after already receiving a qualified applicant by deadline. Mayor Richard Robb disagreed. He said council did follow its process and it ended without an appointment.
We do have the opportunity to seek more people, and if we can't agree on one person, with that person, even though they meet the qualifications, that we may not think they'll be the best person for the job at this time, not based on any one issue, but based on a variety of factors.
Councilmember Thor Williams made the motion to extend the application period to June 4th to find someone who, quote, meets the needs of the council.
There's a need to meet the council standards, and that one council member to another council member, there's different standards. I'm thinking that I'd rather have more choices than less choices.
Williams' statement contradicts what he said at last week's meeting, when the council was initially scheduled to vote on the appointment. At that time, Williams said that, quote, adding more time to it is not going to give us more people who want to be involved. And he said that disregarding a qualified applicant and saying they are, quote, not worthy of a seat is, quote, not doing the service to the community. Vice Mayor Fred Watson also appeared to have changed his mind since last week. Nanowak was ill and unable to attend that first meeting, and Watson said the reason he did not want to vote on her appointment at that time was because he, quote, would not feel comfortable not being able to question her. However, at Tuesday's meeting, Watson did not question Nanowak, nor did he speak during the discussion. In fact, only council members Springer and Albertson asked Nanowak questions, and they were the only ones to oppose extending the application deadline. Before the council took up the vote, Mary Nanowak addressed the members. In the middle of her speech, she turned to Mayor Robb.
You look so bored, Mr. Mayor. Am I boring you? Or are you... At any rate, I want everybody who elects to have this replaced, please pick someone who cares, who's cognitive of all cultures, who promotes that every person, no matter what culture they come from, that they be treated with dignity.
The new deadline for the vacant council seat is June 4th at 4 p.m.